grade school students go through at least 6 state tests every year to measure progress. Tests in specific subjects last an hour each, and the I-STEP tests are given over a 3-day period in March and April. There are more tests given during spring semester, and third graders now have an extra reading assessment that can mean back-to-back tests, according to Allison Elementary Title I instructor Michelle Brooks. Just this year, more was added to that list for grade schoolers.
It used to be, with third grade, it was just the language arts and the math. They just added the science and social studies this year. And, you know, we have no say in that. We were just told, you have to do this, and it's coming from the state.
These tests are in addition to the quizzes and exams they have that count toward their classroom grades. Tiffany Norris is a school counselor at Allison Elementary. She says kids have outside challenges that can affect test performance, like staying up too late to look after a younger sibling. Norris works to help students overcome those obstacles.
We just talk about, you know, making sure that they're relaxed. And a lot of times I talk with kids about letting school be their escape from everything else. And here's where your friends are. Here, you know, all the teachers and staff care about you. And not that people at home don't care about them, but it's just a different way. Like, we want to help them get through whatever it is that's going on.
Teachers feel the stress, too. Many of them are concerned that the tests take away from instructional time and don't do anything to improve outcomes. Linda Cornwell is a former teacher and educational consultant, and Nancy Vargas is a retired professor of education.
It seems to me that some of the argument is what's good for kids gets lost in what's good for accountability in terms of the politicians.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well said.
You know, are we there for kids or are we there to look good? And when we compare ourselves to Michigan and Ohio and Kentucky, you know, kind of thing.
You know, and if measuring something like academic achievement accomplished everything that you hoped it would, you know, just a mere fact of testing. You know, you don't know how skinny I'd be because I measure how much I weigh on a daily basis. And I could, you know, I could have wasted away to nothing if all it took was measuring.
For WFYI, I'm Joanne Clues.